Happy first quarantine anniversary, everyone. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour's show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're here for the 399th time. That episode number that everyone forgets.
I remember the 400th episode.
Nobody remembers 399. No respect. So we're just going to do whatever we want. Here, I mean, no one's gonna remember. It's just gonna get back to passed over. Fire pit. We're just gonna be hanging out with you for another, I don't know, 90-ish minutes or so, and talking about the beers we were drinking last week. Beers we're looking out for, and beers we're drinking as we're recording this podcast. And the listeners call us, and they tell us things to talk about or share insight with us. For the show, we were tailgating, and I had Carl Strauss, our friends at Carl Strauss, sent us a couple of their new hazy locale beer, Sun Drops. It's a hazy IPA, only 99 calorie hazy IPA. 4.0 alk. I'm having it right now. It's pretty good. As far as the locales go, I'm in on this. Good. It would be a good day drinker. Good starter beer. All the above. You can definitely the first.
So where did
first side of it? Front side is pretty solid, and then it drops off quick. Like it goes away quick because of the low alcohol, but. I think it is a strong entry as you would expect from Carl Strauss.
Where'd you get the nutritional facts? Did they send that to you?
Yeah, they put them on the can. Not too many. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good point. There's not too many beers will put all the facts on there. 99 calories, 5 carbs, 4%, 1 gram of protein and no grams of fat. Mm. I'm getting my protein. 1 gram of it.
Yay. Only 98 more to go.
I'll save one. There's another one. They sent two. Apparently, they didn't know there's three of us to send three, but sure, we'll work it out. But
hey, times are tough.
I'm like, man, I'd love to send three to those guys. We just can't do it right now.
We just can't.
What do you have going there, Matt?
Sipping on a Matt Whitney XPA.
From Tioga Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, Nick?
I got me a yawn going.
Oh, jeez. Oh, come on, man. See,
this is what happens when I don't have protein in my beer.
Yeah.
Beechwood Sit Raholic.
In a can.
Yeah.
I
was alerted that this was available at Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. Mm, so I bought.
Pretty good price, too.
Yeah, scary. I was like, oh, this has got to be in the wrong spot. No, this is really going to be $20 when I get up. Messed up.
'Citraholic was one of the at the time was just like, man, one of the shit. Oh yeah, we're like, Bell's loved it. Bell's went there once and got he had somebody down there and it was like, you gotta get crawlers of this Citraholic, and guy got like 5 crawlers of Citraholic.
Mm-hmm. Is that all?
Or not crawlers? That would have been growlers then. There wasn't such a thing as crawlers then.
Back in my day,
we didn't have crowlers. You just poured the beer into your hand and you drank it right there. You held it in your hand until you got home. So that's what we're drinking?
Put it in your sock.
You just soaked it up with your sock, then brought that home, and then you drained it. You strained it out in the glass. That's how you got your beer. And we liked it that way. I'm just going to start off by throwing this out there. We have, we hope, are our plans for episode 400. If you want to join, we have plans to be live. Here it is. We're dropping it right now. We're going to be live. And we're going to do it live. We're going to do it on Friday. Yeah. Like, you know, like we always do. Except for this time, it'll be actually live. We're going to be actually live on Friday. We have decided on the time of 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I initially wanted to do it at 6 a.m., but then decided against it because we joke about how we're here at 6 a.m. on Fridays. But 10 a.m. next Friday, episode 400. And we're not exactly sure the format of the live, but it's going to be happening, whether it's the Zoom peeps, we're just doing a Zoom at 10 a.m. or we're just throwing something up on our YouTube channel or some other way. But check perfectportpod.com/live and I'll just post info on there, whether there'll be a live stream on that page or whether I'll have info on what the hell's happening. So there's our announcement for episode 400. We're just going to be partying all day. I'll just leave the camera on when I pass out and can watch, virtually throw things at my head and draw my face as I'm passed out in front of the live broadcast.
We're just going to keep our options open for now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like to get tied down, you know. So there you go. Get Friday off. It's to be for us here, at least certain parts of Fresno area. It's the beginning. It's the last day before spring break. So there's that. That's fun for us Central Unified and Fresno Unified folks. And that's sort of, it just so happens that we landed on a nice day to just start drinking in the middle of the day.
Yeah, but
the East Coast people would be fine. We'd be like, oh, cool. 1 o'clock. I'll be all right. Take a long, long lunch at work. Be good.
Yeah. Got plenty of time to sober up.
There you go. There's that announcement. Matt, do you have any culture items you'd like to share with us or looking out for us?
Yes. So a big announcement happened over this past
just week. Moments ago. Oh.
It was like we were having our normal business meeting last Thursday. We kind of just went over things. We were rearranging the schedule, getting caught up on stuff. Everybody literally disbands. I walk out the door. I pull up my email. And I immediately have to turn around and run back in the room and go, dude, it was just my big boss that was in the room. I was like, we just got an email. Everything's changing. We need to figure this out. And so it says, So this was dated March 11th. So pretend you're on March 11th right now.
All right.
It just says, today we heard from the governor's or the office of the governor Newsom that the meal requirement in quotations for brewery tasting rooms will be removed as of March 13th, 2021.
Whoa.
This means that starting this weekend, your brewery tasting room can be open without requirement for customers to purchase a meal in the same transaction as alcohol. And CCBA was leading with a lawsuit to basically have breweries be considered in the same light as wineries. Because there's, to the note of some 4,000 wineries that were not required to have meals, there was about 1,000 breweries in California that had to require meals to be open, to pretend to be a restaurant.
Yeah.
During this. So they went into a lawsuit and everything was just leading up to here's today, 2 weeks, a month, we'll know more on the next step. So it looked like it was going to be a long drawn out thing. And then all of a sudden we get this surprise because we were last left off with at the end of March, we'll know more what's happening next. And then all of a sudden on the 11th of March, we get an update saying, oh, you no longer have to require meals. So they still do have some restrictions with this. This does apply to wineries, breweries, and distilleries now. But it says today the California Department of Public Health has also announced a few temporary conditions that apply to beer, wine, and spirit manufacturers that do not have a bona fide eating establishment and are currently operating in the purple and red tiers for reopening, including, so they're asking guests to limit their stay to 90 minutes per table. Reservations are encouraged. All customers must remain seated, which that one's not new. The time limit's not new. That kind of turnover was, and assigned seating or reservations were kind of encouraged this whole time. So for places that have never opened, that is a lot of new things. But for places that have been open and operating as a restaurant in order to be open, it's not that new. But here's the kicker. Last call for on-site alcohol beverage service must be 8 p.m. To-go sales can continue per normal hours.
Mm. Hmm.
So they're saying if you have a bona fide food service program or establishment, you can have hours as normal, but it sounds like the meal is the focus for alcohol beverages at that time. So it sounds like any breweries that want to stay open past 8 p.m. have to adhere more towards restaurant guidelines than tasting rooms. But that means for a lot of places, 7 days a week, I'm assuming if you can start selling alcohol at 6 a.m., from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can be open without meals being required.
Time for Tioga to open up at 6 now.
That's what I'm hearing.
So you're saying we're open at 6.
Still being distanced, still having sanitization, still making sure there's turnover and, you know, limiting households and all those other precautions that have been in place for some time now. But, it's kind of something crazy that it's literally a year later. And when we were allowed to open, even as far back as June, the food has always been the focus for this kind of, for any sort of outdoor dining or tap room or even most restaurants too. So
what are you guys going to do? Are you guys going past 8 or and doing a food thing, or are you shutting down at 8?
Well, so we've always tried to have food trucks in evenings. So the days that we do plan to stay open past 8 p.m., that we're just literally going to work with CCBA and defining those guidelines. And it seems right now that, becoming a restaurant after 8 p.m. for a short time is the correct method. At least in purple and red tiers and orange, the curfew does fall off for breweries and wine and spirits. So.
All right. Well, at least it's easier a little bit easier on tap rooms. We're heading in the right direction. If everyone can just chill out so we can get out of the purple, stop going inside buildings for no reason. That's all I'm asking. what you got, Matt?
Yeah, we do have a couple of what's it called? The Discord questions, but I can save those for after the news.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'll leave it at your discretion.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show. This one's donated to the show by Radar from Badger State Brewing in Wisconsin. Is that Creek Bay? Creek Bay or Green Bay? Oh, sorry. Green Bay. Duh. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Grassy Place Hazy IPA. This is where all the Packer fans get their beer. Badger State.
Yeah.
It's kind of got some Packer coloring a little bit on the can. It's a pretty cool can. Grassy Place Hazy IPA. It's a limited release. It's limited. I'm going to show it to Nick. And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Pretty nice can.
Look at that.
It's hazy, so I figured that Nick didn't want it, but.
That's right.
It's not that hazy.
Keep it away. Keep your haze.
Oh, not bad. It's pretty clean for a haze. A little citrusy. I like it. Not bad for Wisconsin.
Wow, it's not too East Coasty for you.
Not too East Coasty for me. So, Nick, what you got going on?
Not much. Got looking out for.
All right.
Coconut Migration from Single Speed Brewing Company.
Oh.
It's a double IPA rested on toasted coconut.
Did you hear that?
I do believe it's a Monty Python reference.
So Single Speed, friends at Single Speed that have sent us beer before.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Just saying. We can't get Single Speed here otherwise. Somebody doesn't send it to us.
P.O. Box 12459 12.
I don't think that's it. Is it? Wait.
Some
Bullard. Just address it. Bullard and West. And they'll find it.
Drop it off at the breakfast house. And we'll drop find it off next Sunday at brunch.
People are blowing through traffic lights and turning over their cars in fiery blazes of glory. Right in front of the Dutch Brothers.
We do that. Shut her down.
Shut her down. All
right. When's Dutch Brothers going to start offering beer?
Yeah. Yeah, that line would be insane then.
Yeah, give me a Rebel Hazy IPA.
Beep, 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 beep. I'll start off with some looking out fors. Martin House Brewing. They're out of Fort Worth, Texas. Michipalooza. The Hazy Guava IPA. Do you know what that reference is? Nick,
old school.
There you go. It's got Luke that flyer, that Michipalooza flyer with Luke Wilson's face on it. That's the label. So it's definitely a label. Seven buy.
Speaker cities and worth $4 million that the government knows about.
So we're all going streaking after I drink that beer. Just so we know. Just so everyone knows. Liquid Gravity, our friends over there in the Central Coast. This one's called Panic at the Beer Aisle. Said Panic at the Disco, Panic at the Beer Aisle.
Is there an exclamation point?
Yes, there's an exclamation point on Panic.
I love gold.
It says it's an emotional hazy IPA.
That's so stupid.
I would like to try an emotional hazy IPA. It's emotionally hazy. What you got there, Matt? What'd you just open up?
A big old 19.2 of Ubadank.
Ubadank.
That's old label.
Is that old label?
Canned on 2017, though.
Oh, good day. Oh,
they haven't switched over the top.
They can't get rid of those labels yet.
Haven't made the Tallboy conversion.
Uba.
Uba.
Uba. Uba.
Uba Steve.
From Cellar Maker Brewing and Toppling Goliath, Tears in the Rain, Triple IPA. It is a Blade Runner reference. It's got a Blade Runner style label art. And instead of Batty hanging Deckard over the side of the building, you know, doing his Tears in the Rain speech, it's Deckard is a dinosaur, because I guess Toppling Goliath has dinosaurs in their marketing, so I guess that's where instead of Batty, it's a dinosaur. So I just want that for the label, but also they're good brewers, so. It's probably a good beer as well. The Coronado and Carl Strauss collab. Carl Strauss's collab here.
Yeah.
The next one is
old beer.
Yeah. Core Values West Coast IPA with apples. A West Coast apple IPA.
Interested.
Interested? You think what are you thinking about that? An apple IPA.
I'm thinking.
How do you like them apples?
Nice 10 a.m. Zoom.
Oh, wow. You're right. That's a good idea there.
Maybe I could try that for the 400 episode, because I've been eating apples for breakfast. So.
All right.
Wow.
Right now, that's the pick for one of the beers we drink in the 400. Let's take a look at this. Carl Strauss has been, I mean, you can tell they know all the cool people in California. This collab series they've been doing, they knock it out of the park every time, it seems like. The first one was with Russian River, the new California IPA. Remember that one? That was the first time we had. Yeah. That was the first time that Russian River had anything in a can, as far as I knew, or at least as far as it came to town anyway. The second one was with Alesmith. It was Blink of an IPA. I kind of remember that one. Third one was Bird Rock Coffee Roasters, the Golden Stout. That was good. Yes. That was a good one. The fourth one was with Pure Project, the Murky Poetry Hazy IPA, and the Purple Cam. Remember that one? I remember that one being good. This one, I don't think I had enough attention. With Fort Point, San Francisco's Fort Point, the Bridge Pale Ale. You remember that one?
Don't remember having it.
Then there was the one with Society, Catch You on the Flip Side IPA.
Yep.
I think you might still be able to find that. Maybe not. And then the last one was the Mosaic Oasis IPA with Modern Times and the Pretty Green Cram. And then now the apple one with the Coronado. So just keep it up, Carl Strauss. Keep doing it. And, you know, if you want to knock on Tagascoya's door, get some Fresno representation in there.
Oh, man.
I'm assuming brewers at Tioga would be welcoming to a Carl Strauss collab.
What would they do?
I think they should make the jalapeno beer. Make their own spicy IPA.
Whoa, I just realized I could rearrange who's on what side of the chat screen.
Oh, man.
What? If you click the left picture and drag it right, it changes the position.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, there goes Matt. He's good for the first episode. He's going to be playing with that.
That's cool.
It's not. Oh, yeah, there we go. Got it.
Just let me know when you guys are ready for Discord questions.
All right.
I can do here then.
I was throwing one more, looking out for Shady Oak Barrel House from Santa Rosa, another Santa Rosa brewer.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What did I write here? A JIPA with Galaxy. What would be J? I don't even know what that is. Citra, Amarillo, and the can is a Brady Bunch squares. You know, that Brady Bunch, but all the squares are filled with people from the brewery, Shady Oak Brewery. It's a juicy IPA, I guess. Maybe
juicy.
All right, Matt.
All right. What's a Discord?
First, what's a Discord? Don't.
I've even seen you post things in Discord.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like the random one.
Random ramblings?
Random ramblings.
A channel. Called channels in Discord.
I'm going to start posting Volkswagen parts and wait to see how long it takes to get kicked
you
out.
You can start your own. Yeah. I'm going to bounce this guy. My God, this guy only puts Volkswagen shit.
Nah.
The go moderate. Back to the
forum, Grandpa.
Is it Mikey is probably better at screen names than myself. Is a beer warbler? Beer warbler? Is that sound
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He's asked a very good question, they asked a very good question. I should be mindful of things these days. What is the cutoff for voicemails for episode 400?
That is a good question. Well, to be safe, I would say by the Wednesday of next week. To be safe.
That was my response. 17th through the 23rd, if you put a voicemail in between those two time periods, guaranteed to be on the show. If go. We like it.
Because it's still a small possibility we might record on our normal time, which would be Wednesday. So yeah. I don't want to rule that out. So to be safe, if you want to make sure to get on the 400, get it in before Wednesday night.
And I also want to make people to make sure we're also going to screen them. If you're trying to play 3 minutes of the Benny Hill song, we're not going to be playing your.
Oh, your voice I don't know. Might be in on that. As long as it doesn't get kicked off of any apps.
And then Hopshound asked a question. And I did have to get some clarification, so I'll merge his two responses. Who would be your dream collaboration, that as in two different breweries, and what style?
Russian River.
So, okay.
Well.
And Russian River. Russian River, Windsor, and Russian River.
Santa oh, Rosa. That's good. I'm going with that.
Oh, gosh.
Windsor Russian River and Santa Rosa Russian River collab to make some sort of ancient Windsor beer. and it's a whatever. whatever old beer is just, it's a hazy, hazy lager.
Hazy lager. Wow. Dry hop lager.
Brother, what's your answer?
Collab and then beer style?
Mm-hmm.
Alesmith and Sierra Nevada make a hopped Russian Imperial Stout.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. I'm into that.
Immediately, yes. I don't even have to think about that one.
What kind of hops?
Probably something basic like
Citra Cascade Centennial.
Yeah, there you go.
Citra Cascade Centennial. What kind of malts? 3-row, 2-row, 5-row, 6-row?
Oh, dark crystal malts.
So I want to go craft beer royalty with the new guy, in my opinion, of breweries.
Okay.
Okay.
I want it to be a hazy IPA. Not East Coast, but just like an unfiltered West Coast IPA.
All right.
Which, once you know the second brewery, you'll know why. But I want Slice to pair up with Kern River.
Oh, that's a nice one. That's a good pull.
Dang.
We always love Citra. So what if they kind of took something from the Citra playbook and went to Slice and kind of just came up with something?
It's very realistic too. That could happen.
Yeah.
So,
do you hear that, Slice? Hear that, Kern River?
Because we were chasing Kern even before we knew of the greatness of modern times.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my pick.
All right. Solid.
And then this one, we actually have two more questions.
Oh, geez.
So then there's from the Discord and the Friday night Zooms, there's Lori, also known as Cat Lady Lori in the Discord. What is your favorite food to pair with beer? Can be meal or snack.
Meal
or snack.
Meal or snack. Well, the ultimate pairing, food beer pairing, is pizza and light beer, like a lager or a pale, clean pale. I mean, can't beat that.
It depends where I'm at in the night. Chances are, the beer isn't as super important to myself. It's probably either going to be an amber, a pale, an IPA, one of those three styles. But if it's like early in the night, I'll probably want something more like sandwich level. Midnight, probably something more like pizza. Late night, something probably more like loaded tater tots. Something just throw everything at it. Snacks, deviled eggs. Always love those.
Ooh.
Just
pop.
Yep.
Wow. Pop them.
Please quarantine the next day, please.
I'm not a fan. I can't do deviled eggs. I mean, maybe I should try them. What? I haven't tried them for a long time.
You got to try Gale's deviled eggs then, bro.
All right. Well, if Gale would show up here.
With some deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm. One day, we'll have people in the studio.
Oh, sorry. One more question.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Ants. What brewery are you most looking
beer
forward to going to after the pandemic? Outside of Fresno.
I'm most looking forward to going to Tioga Sequoia. I do want to check out the Clovis Brewery ale trail over there.
I'm pretty sure Fresno County is off limits as far as.
Okay. No, I'm not going to have anything. I don't care how good it is. It's still in Clovis. So.
Where am I most likely to go within the next couple months?
Yeah.
I'm most likely to go to Sacramento. Most likely to go to Sacramento. But if like the president were to flick like a light switch and saying pandemic is off, it's done.
Chick, chick. Why doesn't he do that? Why would? Come on. Why doesn't he just do that? It's a good idea.
I would probably go back to either Oakland or San Diego. Like things are back to normal. Like San Diego super touristy people forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I almost been. I wish we could control ourselves enough to like wait for, like Biden saying 4th of July might be a day. You know, kind of focus on like coming out and being like woo. At least having like a small get together. Like I wish there was a day we could like all just build up and everyone would just be like, that's the day we're like release the gates, and everyone just goes out and. Yeah, instead of this, like, it's just sort of a trickle effect now, like, little things happening here and there, there's not going to be that one big day of just like, we did it, it's over. It's just going to, like, sort of, like, bleed into the summer and then fall, and it's just going to be like, we're basically, you're going to have to wait till next summer to have, like, a big throwdown. A Fres Yes Festival kind of thing, you know?
Wow, kick off the Roaring Twenties.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Huh. So that's a good one, Sacramento. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, Sacramento would be fun. I've still never been to Bike Dog, my last year's favorite brewery. Maybe Bottle Logic. That'd be a cool one to visit.
Ooh. Really fun, really there. Fun. It, as far as like, yeah, no, once you go there and you see the kind of industrial park that Bottle Logic is in, it'll give you retro Fresno vibes.
Yes, I want
those vibes. Really good. It's a really fun experience.
Yes, I chose wisely. That's the cup of a carpenter.
I'm trying to think of a place I have. I'm like, should I go to a place I have been or haven't been? I actually been wanting to just, I mean, this is sort of a little bit closer to convenience than anything, but I haven't been back to Marin for a while, even before the pandemic, and I want to go. I've never been to Marin Brew Co. But I just see it all the time. Wow. I like followed it forever and got the beer forever, but I've just never been. So I before this even question was even thought up, that's why I've been thinking about going. So I think that might be end up being my first thing. Unless I go to Phoenix in June, unless I'm okay to go to Phoenix in June, then I might end up being doing some Phoenix area beering, but I'm thinking Marin, hitting some Marin spots, name most notably Marin Bruco. I'll be ready for it. Then look up Paul. asking around about Paul. You guys know Paul?
Have you seen a guy that sounds like this?
Start playing the Paul page on the website.
Yeah. Wait. Try this one. Hey, what about this? Does this sound like somebody you've seen?
Culture!
He hangs out around BevMo's and car washes.
He's always docking in a BevMo parking lot. Well, that's some good questions. Were there more, Matt? Yeah.
That's what we were asked. I told people they had till 10:30 and they
cut them off.
Got it in. Yeah. I might try to do more of that in the future. Sometimes it's nice to, you know, we don't always get questions in voicemails, so maybe we can sprinkle a couple in there every once in a while.
Good start.
I just, for people that can't see us, I'm doing the sprinkle.
Sprinkle, like, sprinkle.
With the hands.
Sprinkle emoji.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
We are big, big supporters of you guys, you, the listener, getting on the show. We have two ways you can do that. You can just call us on a straight to voicemail, 24/7 voicemail line, 559-492-0542. You'll have maximum 3 minutes to unload all your shit onto us, and we'll sort through it. And you can also record something on your phone and send that recording to us. Keep it toit. And send that to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And you'll
check
be
your dates
on the show. Yeah, check your dates before you send it. Okay. So there you go. Let's start with the emailed voicemails this week. And this first one comes from the other side of the Sierras, the East Coast.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
Colin and Gene.
Hey. We're calling you from Blue Moon
Brewery. What?
And Rhino.
What?
And what? Restaurant?
That's not possible.
They're having lunch.
They have an awesome lunch menu.
Might have to cut this off.
Nick is right. It's Rhino.
It is Rhino. Good job, Nick.
It's one of the best places in the entire world, is this area right here.
And by the way, Matt, it is Longmont.
Long.
That left hand was in.
Oh, it's also, so the one word you were trying to say is the Wynn Coop.
So our mayor, our old, Wynn-coop. Was he mayor or governor?
He used to be mayor, and then now he's like governor or some shit.
Hickenlooper.
Yeah, John Hickenlooper used to be he might still be the owner of the Wynn-coop.
Ran for president.
And he's one of four owners.
Yeah, one of four owners, and he is the first, well, sorry, the Wynn-coop is the first brew pub in Denver ever.
Ever.
It's fucking old.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, if you like, they're the ones that make the what do you call it, the Rocky Mountain Oyster beer every year.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know that I want to drink a beer that holds testicles in it.
I'd totally try it, but I don't know if it tastes any good.
Bet you would.
So, Colin, talk about Left Hand in Denver.
Okay, so I might have mentioned this already, but I did the plumbing work when they remodeled the Liberati space to be Left Hand space. And we remodeled the whole bar, and they added new sinks, and they resheeted the whole bar. It was amazing what they did there. And then somehow it all went off the rails, and shit went down, and they didn't get the spot. And it's funny that Matt picked up on that before we even found out about it, all the way out there in the Fresnos.
Because Colin's working there.
Yeah, it took him a little while to pay that bill.
Colin's like, what?
Fuckers, so. But anyway, yeah, so we got a little bit of history there, and I didn't know they were opening back up. And if they are, maybe they need more plumbing work. I don't know. I don't really care, but that's that.
And as for the beer spa.
Okay. Okay, we had to break right quick there. We're getting our food. So beer spa.
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to go because, yeah, it's like bathing in beer, and I kind of think that's disgusting.
I'm totally going to go.
Like Colin can go. It's fine. Yeah,
I would sit in the hot tub in front of everybody drinking beer, whatever Mikey described it. I want to do that.
Naked.
Oh, and I'm going to Disney World in October for my son's birthday. So, you had to make a reservation at each park, with whatever park you're going to. So I think they're letting in a limited amount of people, but I'm fully vaccinated anyway, Mikey, so I'm all good to go.
Right. Also, real quick before we go here, cheers to you, Happy Libations. She burst a bubble on that one. We can't wait to see her, so.
Yeah, and she was right. You better get your ATL up.
Yeah, get your ATL up, bro.
That's right. Get your ATL up.
We're a Blue Moon. Have fun.
Ready.
Keep up
the good work, guys. Bye.
Yeah, I liked how they just sort of glossed over that they're at Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
At some Coors Brewery.
Blue, 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 blue.
Thanks, Colin and Janine.
Wow.
Doing voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Scotty B. He's back.
Driving. It's been a while.
I know, man.
It's been a long while.
I don't
think I've left a voicemail since December.
It's messed up, dude.
And I haven't been listening to the show, but I still love you.
Okay.
I do. It's called love. Okay.
Okay, G. What are you watching there? Turn your TV off.
I'm still a golden god. Even if I don't listen, even if you don't even know I exist, because of the Patreon. You're still doing the Patreon thing. I think I've seen something where once a month.
Still cashing those checks.
Money goes to that. Pretty sure. I haven't canceled it, so, you know, unless you stop doing it, it's still happening. Well, anyway, the reason why is Scotty B calling after all this time? Well, Scotty B calling. I saw a post on Facebook saying recording a little early, so, hey, while I'm thinking about it, sorry, I was eating pizza.
Is that Scotty B on the TV?
I might as well leave a voicemail. So, me and Colin from Colorado, we did a beer mail exchange, and I got my beer first. His should be delivered tomorrow. I got his yesterday, and I had Juicy East, which was really super, and hashtag Juicy AF. But I haven't tried any other sours yet. There's got quite a few from him, so we'll see what happens. So keep up the great work. Not driving.
Thanks, Scotty B. Scotty B hasn't checked in a while.
Not driving.
He's not driving, Chief.
Not driving.
We miss Scotty B. Oh, wait. Oh, I got to say that just in case. Damn it. How am I going to work that? Okay. I'll figure it out. Guys.
You figure it out.
Talking to myself right now. Well, that's all the traditional voicemails. Let's see if we got any. I'm sorry. That's all the emailed voicemails. Let's see if we got any traditional voicemails. I think we did. Yeah.
Perfect pour. It's Donnie. And we are not drinking in the beautiful Pacific Northwest at the moment. We are working. But man, it sure is pretty out up here in the San Juan Islands. Anyways, we've got a little bit of cultural for you. If you guys want some light reading, Google Crown Distributing LLC / Forbes magazine article. That is my employer, and Forbes did a big long article on them about how my owner is just messing the whole country up. Anyway, hopefully I'll have a job still.
Donnie.
It's an interesting read. And
careful, man.
It's beer.
Just so. Something in trouble for us.
And then other culture, Rubens Brews from Seattle, they are now getting distributed in Colorado. So the Crikey IPA, the Hazelicious, and the Pilsner, Ruben signed a deal with Colorado Craft Distributing to distribute their beer in Colorado. And also Ruben's Brews, the owner, Adams Robbins, he's from England, and they just partnered with West Berkshire Brewery in the UK to contract brew Ruben's beers. So pretty soon you'll be able to get some Ruben's beers in the UK. I think that's pretty cool. As far as drinking this last week, I had myself a Skook Nukem Triple IPA from Skookum Brewery. It was really, 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 really good. It's got five different hops, Simcoe, Meridian, Mosaic, Citra, and Idaho, and it was tasty on the tongue. Also, this last weekend, I went to Snohomish. There's five breweries in the city of Snohomish, or I should call it a town, and they had a smash and dash. What it is the five breweries get together. There's one base IPA, and then each brewery takes some of that IPA, and they choose a hop they're not familiar with, and each one dry hops that beer with a different hop. So basically, you go to five different breweries. You get it's the same beer that you're trying, but it's hopped differently. That was pretty fun. Gives you an excuse to go to five different breweries. Anyways, guys, as always, keep up the good work. Keep me laughing, because you guys always do. I guess that's my where my five hard-earned dollars goes every month. So, thanks. Anyways, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Goes into my pocket. Oh, hey, sorry. Oh, I didn't know. We're still.
We provide $5 worth of laughter. That is all.
Nice. I'll take that. More. Thanks, Donnie. I hope you're still employed. Don't nobody get yourself in trouble for us, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Get your stimmy, go buy some beer.
Get your stimmy. I'm driving on the Autobahn, stimmy.
Also known as the 101.
Oh, tote bags.
Control set to 80. And I have people passing me, flipping me off that I'm driving too slow. Just wanted to make a little comment on the Melvin 2x4.
Okay.
So Melvin 2x4
the old
is
one.
Not a musical reference. Melvin 2x4 spokesman is Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Hacksaw Jim Duggan,
yeah.
American legend from the WWF. Scotty 91 can back me up on this. And 2x4 is also the equivalent of halfway to Independence Day. And it's halfway to Independence Day and Hacksaw Jim Duggan is the American hero. Ho!
Agreed.
Ho! For any WWE fans out there. And yeah, just wanted to clear that up for you guys because it's not either of those two shitty bands because Metallica deserves to die in a fiery hell.
Ooh.
But love you guys. And
bye. Tony Bags did not like that Metallica referencing for that beer.
Or Blind Melon, so he just lost respect in my eyes.
Wait, you like Blind Melon?
Yeah.
All right. Tony Bags disagrees.
You want to fight about it?
Thanks, Tony Bags. Hey guys, I'm Central Coasting.
Hey,
do I like them? Yes.
Uh-oh.
Do I have it on vinyl?
Oh, he's got him on vinyl. Oh, Tony Bags, you hear that?
Oh.
Matt's got.
Would you look at that?
Got him on vinyl.
2x4. Oh, look at that.
Ooh,
right there.
He's playing out 2x4 song on the album.
Yeah, point it.
I got to go Tony Bags on a Hacksaw Jim Duggan, though.
Suck it.
He was one of my favorite.
And it also has Galaxy, which is my other favorite song from them.
Oh, more beer referencing. What's going on there?
Dude, toes across the floor.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Calling here from Salt Lake City, Utah, Salt Fire Brewing Company. So, during my drive listening to this week's episode 398.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, what'd we do?
Mikey, you mentioned that you had a Melvin that you weren't satisfied with, but I couldn't quite understand you. Did you say you had a 2x4 F-O-U-R, as in their normal double IPA? Or did you have a 2x4 T-H-O-R, their double IPA?
That one.
So, because the 2x4 T-H-O-R was their release just back in early to mid January, which had their they did a Kveik style, their Norwegian style yeast. So I don't know if maybe that
Probably threw me off
the flavor. I couldn't understand quite which one you specified, but maybe that was the reason you got a 2x4.
I probably didn't understand either.
On a 2x4 F-O-U-R. I do have a can of the Thor, as in the god of thunder and lightning. Haven't had it yet, but we'll give that a shot soon. So, thanks for everything, guys, and check your dates, wash your hands,
No.
Our goddamn mask. We're okay, almost yes, I will. Done with this. And keep up the good work? Uh-huh. Question mark? Guys?
Question mark? Question mark?
Keep up. Bye. Utah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. He made his way a long time for that one.
Long drop.
Long drop. Long drop. And we go with the final voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. It's Donnie. Sorry to bother you again.
Donnie's back. Ah.
I am drinking in the Northwest. Jeez, just up now with the beer. It's Monday evening. I had to work today. Can you believe that on my day off?
Bullshit.
So I deserve a beer.
Boo.
Anyways, I turn on the DVR, flip on Saturday Night Live from this last Saturday, and it's a replay from 2018. It's repeat. Bill Hader's the host.
Oh, that's the 10 o'clock
this
replay.
This is why I pay money to be a golden god. After the monologue, what's the first scene? The Californians. I can't do it like you guys, but
Californians.
I laughed through the whole thing, and all I could think about is the perfect pour. You guys are the best. You make me laugh, and I appreciate you doing? My rambles sometimes a little long, and his impressions aren't very good sometimes. You guys are the best. I just want to say thanks for all you guys do. You really make time go by. And it's the Californians. I tell you, it's good stuff. Anyways, guys, keep up the great work, okay? Bye.
Oh, it's not very good, huh? Why don't you get off the I-5 and die? Why don't you take La Cienega off the I-5? Go straight into the ocean.
What are you doing here, Stuart?
Stuart. Oh, we just got a late entry. Oh, no, that was Donnie. Never mind. I know what I'm doing. Thanks, guys, everyone, for calling into the show. Thanks for providing... all the extra content for us. God dang it. Hopefully I don't have it. I've been freaking hiding from this virus for a year. Don't give it to me now. Knock on one. Okay. So this is what I was saving because just in case somebody called for you. I remember I was whining in jest to Paul about where's our car wash? Where's our car wash song already? Like, we've had two calls from the car wash, so here we go. Debut.
If you're waiting inside the lonely car wash and thinking of calling up the perfect pour, just do it, just do it, while the brushes are foaming all over your windshield, call up and talk.
There you go, debut here in the Perfect Bore, a new Paul song called Car Wash Call, right here on the Perfect Bore. It's good to hear a new song from Paul. And nature truly is healing. If we've gotten, we're getting new songs from Paul now. Things are starting to get a little bit back to normal. So anytime somebody calls in now, you're going to call in, do your voicemails from the while you're waiting your car wash. And we're going to get that song in there. We'll have to add that to the Paul page. If you go to perfectpourpod.com and then you look in the menu there, there's a Paul page for all our music. You can make your own Perfect Pour show with all the drops. Just have, you don't even need us. Car wash report. that was beautiful, Paul. Thank you for that. And thanks everyone again for all the voicemails. I think I need a beer. One more beer.
You should get a beer.
Steal from the Perfect Pour stash. Nobody here to stop me.
And yep. Sit here and wait for Mikey to get back.
Oh, we're supposed to talk?
We could totally do a show without Mikey. It's possible.
You've done it. We've done it. You can do it again. Yeah, I'm sure you will. I mean, 400 episodes. We got to do another 400 now.
Oh, well, let's get started. Welcome to 401. I
wouldn't do 400 shows. And I wouldn't do 400 more.
Whoa, you're not ready for 400 more? Is that what you're saying?
I love gold.
That's a song, bro. Right.
Well,
it says I wouldn't walk 500, and then I wouldn't walk 500 more.
Oh, okay. Well, in honor of Scotty B calling us back in, here is one called Hops, Barley, and Apples. It is a beer cider hybrid, a double dry hopped with Galaxy, a 10%er, and this was made by Scotty B.
Wow. Look at that.
You're about to have a bad apple experience. You're going to go. He's going to disappear in a little bit.
Oh, that smells like laundry.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Smells like damp laundry.
Put a little bit behind the ears.
A dab will do you.
Ooh. Wow. Whoa. Wow. Wow. Uh-oh. This is a lot going on.
Welcome to Mikey's Reaction Podcast. From the beer he's drinking.
I am surprised. Like, I thought this was going to be a complete mess, but it's actually pretty drinkable. I'll give it to you. Scotty B's not president of the Warthogs for nothing, man. Dude knows how to.
You think he retained his title? Wouldn't they have?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there.
Someone last year.
We are on Untappd. Let's see, the Nick 80, what are you drinking this past week? What have you documented for us to decipher?
Oh, documented. Well, let's see what's going on there. Check password. Password is, nothing new. Great.
Oh, nothing new. Great. That's your password. You should throw in some numbers and some symbols if you want to make it
cover. Yeah. 7% left arrow. I do not recall having any beer last week.
Well, is that true, or you just don't? You just not. I drink don't this remember. Week?
I mean, I bought this Beechwood on Saturday, so I probably had one of those. Had a lot of whiskey.
Oh man, you're a whiskey week. It was whiskey week there at the house.
Whiskey week. I don't remember having any beer.
Week. Don't follow the Nick 80 on Untappd. You won't see anything.
No, you will not.
Matt, bearded brewer.
I'm not getting badges right now.
No badges are piling up on your.
That's right.
Bearded Brewer, 87.
So Wazoo dropped off a new box. So there was meeting of the minds. It was a three-way collab between Slice, Urban, and Moxa. So I've had two different variants of that beer. Been drinking some XPAs. And then made it out to Spokeasy, and they had Guac is Extra. Sipped on one of those. And then there was a bunch of repeats in between there. But that's about it for the crazy things. I've been trying to be pretty active on the Bearded Brewer 87 Instagram with some different things that I've been enjoying. So check it out there. I sent the fellas here a photo of the Wazoo collection, and neither of them chimed in things that they want.
I was waiting for Nick to pick out something, and then I was going to pick out
Even Wazoo said there were some looking out fors in there. So I don't know.
Don't touch my looking out fors. Well, we're going to get hooked up in between now and the 400th, and we'll have it all laid out because I got some radar beers left here for you guys, and then
I want the new glory beer.
New glory.
Purgatory. Mine.
Well, I'm was that it, Nick? Or I mean Matt, I'm sorry.
Matt.
Yeah.
All right. I finally got to try some of that, the hot talked about Clovis Brewer Crow and Wolf, the Maya Lager. That was pretty good. And the Signal Fire Pale. That was also nice as well. I'm still waiting to get some Machine Head. I'll be looking out for some Machine Head next time, but I was happy to finally try some Chrome Wolf thanks to Reggie 559.
They just dropped 6 new beers over at Machine Head, so you should get on them.
Look out, dumb Clovis. Wish they weren't in Clovis, otherwise I'd already tried them. I too had that Citraholic from Whole Foods of Beechwood. Yeah. Beechwood Citraholic. Very reasonably priced 4-pack of Citraholic. It's happy to get that. Also had a new one from Liquid Gravity called Year One Milkshake IPA. Nick.
What?
Their year anniversary, 1 year of Liquid Gravity. And I got to tell you, a few months into 2021, Liquid Gravity's might be leading the way for Brewer of the Year so far.
Nice.
Early entry for Brewer of the Year, Liquid Gravity.
Put that in the notes.
I also had one that I know Matt had, the Mo Diggity from Liquid Gravity. Mo Diggity. The Mosaic IPA. That was excellent. Had one from Almanac, the Unfiltered Opinion. That was good. The Hot Concepts Dank and Sticky. And one more that since the last show, the Overtone, a Bike Dog beer, didn't like it too much, but then read about the beer and it was made for one of their regulars or one of their big fans, who had passed away. So I was like, I don't like this beer, blah, blah, blah. And then I read up, I was like, oh, this beer was made for, Scott Overton. He was a long time bartender. And, rest in peace, Scott, and also the Overtone beer. It's pretty malty, but that's why it wasn't a bad beer. I was just like, it's malty, man.
Man.
Wine.
Not my style.
So that was the week on Untapped for us, and we have other things to do. Things. I'm still having this Scotty B beer cider hybrid, dry hopped beer cider.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Matt, tee up some cheers.
I wasn't prepared for this segment.
Our notebooks are not with us.
Cheers to Paul for putting out a new song.
There you
go. First thing of 2021.
There you go. I like it. We've got a new Paul song. Things are all right. Nick.
If I stay real still, can he see me?
Wait, I think Nick's gone. Oh, I think he must be frozen.
I've disappeared. Oh, cheers to Wazoo once again. I'm looking forward to that New Glory Purgatory. If it makes it my way. Cheers to XL Perro. He is in the Discord posting whiskey.
He's trying to make it in the
proper channel.
Yeah.
He's doing it in the rando section.
That's good. Good. I like proper use of channels.
Yep. So I'm looking forward to see what he's drinking whiskey wise.
Now, remember that the listener, the logger line in the Discord channel is open to all listeners. No need to be a golden god. Just follow. There's a link in the show notes to the Discord logger line, hopefully. And you can, if you're in Discord already, then you can join it. If you're not, you got to make your own Discord account. Then you can join it. But that's right.
Don't lose your login. That helps.
Nick knows. Does that need any more cheers, Nick?
Those are my cheers.
Cheers are our golden gods, like always, providing us the funding to pay for the show. We really appreciate it. So thank you, guys. Cheers to your patronage and support. We really appreciate it. And also cheers to Tony Bags, to Hop Heather, to G.D. Givalucci. That's Dan. Or Don.
Dan.
That's Dan. And all those people on the Friday night get-its, the virtual get-its on Friday night. That's another thing that anyone can join in on Friday night virtual get it. So if you want to get on Zoom, and just hang out with Perfect Board listeners. It's a pretty cool Friday night vibe. And everyone else on the forum and Discord. Thanks, guys. Everyone's cool. And we're all cool. If you're here here at the end, you stay for the end, you're cool, man. Just go around, walk around, saying, yeah, I'm a pretty good person. I listen the whole way through the Perfect Bar. Listen to every damn bit of it. Remember, next week, enough. Friday.
Gosh darn it, people like.
Yeah. By the way, if you we did record early, so if you called voicemail and it didn't make it, it's because we recorded early. Remember, next week, perfectpourpod.com/live. Any last minute info should be there, hopefully. And and then Friday, I know like people like Chew Your Beer. Yeah. That download the show as soon as it as soon as it's there. Usually it's around 4 or 5 in the morning Pacific time is when the show drops on Fridays, or is when I send it up there to get dropped. And sometimes pod players get it pretty quick, and sometimes slower. But anyway, it's not going to be there early in the morning like normal because we're going to record live on Friday. So the actual podcast going on into the podcast feed will be late. So just know that. I should have said this at the beginning when everyone was listening, but so just prepare yourselves. The feed's going to be late, but that's because we're going to do it live. So get Friday off, man. Tell your boss about the Perfect Bar. You're like, hey, dude, Perfect Bar is doing a live show. I can't work. Think maybe I'm going to work. I'm going to work. Do that. I got a drink. I got a drink with these guys. Okay, try and get as drunk as them because it's the only way I can listen. So, yeah, next week is 400. We'll have a good time. We'll have some fun. Thanks for being there. Be safe. But have fun.
Maybe.
But first, check your dates.
Okay.